Not hearing anything on my end.
Okay, the music's playing, but you can't hear it, so I have to change the settings. Sorry. I'll just fade it out a little faster. Okay, folks, we are broadcasting from Eurofolk Radio. This is Friday, February 23, 2018, and I hope the listening audience is hearing all three of us, okay? Because it's the three amigos.
Brother Greg here, back in the house.
Yeah, and both Brother Greg and Brother Steve have had health issues. I've had a flooded basement issue. Eurofolk Radio has had a virus issue of its own. But I think everybody's back to just about full strength, full health as we speak. And tonight, Yahweh's Covenant People is going to be focusing on the Parkland, the Douglas School shootings. And how fake is it? how fake is this? You know, okay. Now, I don't know who invented the term, but Pastor Dan used it first. The term being a hybrid event. A hybrid event is one which, it's one which is staged by the government in order to take down the Second Amendment. Okay. Mm-hmm. But some real people die. People are really killed. Unlike Sandy Hook, where nobody was killed. It's just the whole thing was fake and scripted from beginning to end. And the proof of that is that the journalists were not allowed to look at any autopsy reports. Okay? I mean, if somebody died, how can you prove it? The journalists weren't allowed to prove it. And I wrote a book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Now, this, on the other hand, is a hybrid event, in my opinion, in which several people were actually killed, okay? And a false flag always works better if real blood is shed. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Well, what I think, they had a drill which turned into a live exercise.
That's right.
And it got out of control. And now they have all this fake narrative from people. They had all of that staged and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that FBI agent's son giving interviews.
Right, right.
And the mm-hmm. kid that was supposed to be the shooter had been expelled from the school.
Right. Okay.
And he was walking with somebody else, some girl.
Yeah.
When all the shooting was going on, and she turned and said, "Well, I thought you being in all that military stuff, you'd be in on that." And he said, "What?"
Right. So she was talking to him while this whole thing was going on.
Yeah, and they weren't even near the area.
Right, right. And other people said it was a drill.
Timothy McVeigh. He's right. Going to be a Tim McVeigh, a patsy.
Several of the interviewees. Now, I don't know if national media has shown these videos of people saying this was a drill. We were told there was going to be a drill, and the drill went live. I've heard at least a couple of the interviewees saying that. I don't know if mass media has broadcast that. I doubt it. Okay,
well, looks like that body cam with that cop out there in Nevada where he just shot that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just verbally tortured him and then decided he was just going to blow him away.
Yeah. Was it a white cop and a white victim?
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, white and white. White.
Okay.
Well, he wouldn't dare shoot a Negro.
No, not anymore.
on camera.
Right. Yeah.
Steve, is that the one where he shot him in front of his wife?
No, she was around the corner. Because Day was Kangs, and you can't shoot them Kangs.
Right.
But
well, they shoot each other.
Anyway, well, I know they shoot each other. There's nobody that hates blacks like other blacks. Even white people don't hate blacks that badly.
Right.
I don't know, brother. I'm up there pretty far.
Well, you be extreme. Right. But the blacks here, the old blacks that live in my building, absolutely hate these young ones.
Yeah, right.
Because they go out, they try to go to the store, and they get victimized by these younger blacks.
Yeah.
Welfare and some of these black old people are packing.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a little anecdote, because you probably have heard me talking about the different McDonald's restaurants, because I just go into McDonald's for coffee. I rarely eat anything, but their coffee is good, and it gets me going in the morning. So for a buck, senior citizen, a buck, I buy a cup of coffee, okay? Well, invariably, if the McDonald's is run by blacks, it takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times as long to get my cup of coffee than if it's in a white McDonald's or a Latino McDonald's. Chicago has mainly Latino staff at just about every McDonald's now, okay? Rarely a white person. Out in the suburbs and out in the country, you get white people, okay? But this black McDonald's I stopped at, the service was really slow. And even the black people standing in line were saying, why can't these Negroes get it together? The service in here is terrible. And I was just smiling. I was hearing other blacks complaining about the slowness of the service in this black McDonald's. Over to you guys.
All right. Nelson Mandela said publicly, we cannot destroy the white man in South Africa, because if we destroy all the white farmers, we will starve.
That's right.
And he said that.
Uh-huh.
But they don't. They won't quote that.
Yeah. And the king of the Zulu nation said that they were better off under white rule. And the new leader of Zimbabwe is inviting white farmers back into Zimbabwe because blacks can't farm.
And Jews can't farm.
And Jews can't farm either. Okay. So everything that we in Identity have been preaching and teaching, well, it's actually started with Henry Ford, is right on the money. And everything that's happening these days is verifying our theology and philosophy 100%.
Exactly, Eli. I was just going to say, Christian Identity more and more and more is just becoming confirmed with every single day that we live. Mm-hmm. And you look at the news, and if you do not understand
the basic
theology of Christian Identity, none of this makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. But if you have an understanding of the theology of Christian Identity, it all falls into place.
Well,
this is just the new and updated hatred of the satanic seed line being poured out on the seed of the woman. That's all it is.
Well,
it's more and more
people are coming to these realizations, but they won't call themselves CI.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't care whether they have the label as long as they have the belief.
Yeah,
that the races are different and they have different characteristics.
Different destiny.
And it's not wrong to notice those differences.
Right, yeah.
And use that knowledge to your advantage.
Well, for us white people, we just want to be left alone.
Who victimizes the black more than anybody?
Other. Yeah, Jews,
except
actually.
Except the black.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's self-victimization.
Yeah, yeah. Who created the welfare state that is turning black neighborhoods into ghettos? Before the 1965 Act, black people who were segregated, primarily segregated, they were much more better off financially. They had a stable family life. It's the welfare state with the aid to dependent children that caused black women to leave their men, and their men are pimps for the state. Or I should put it this way. The government is the pimp, and these black men that roam in and out of the welfare queen's apartments, they're popping out babies so they can collect welfare while the black men go out on the street and commit crime. That's why the black neighborhood has completely collapsed, and not a single Democratic administration in the country, including Chicago, which is the worst offender, Baltimore, St. Louis, you name the town, Detroit, which is probably the worst of all, they have black Democratic rule, and they are, to use Trump's term, S-hole countries is what they are.
Anywhere blacks
cities.
Are in charge is a disaster. It can be no other way.
Yeah.
It's always going to be that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You they know? Do not have the wherewithal to govern themselves. They simply do not.
No,
they can't even run a McDonald's, for God's sake. They can't. All right. And so, but the Jews have elevated their entitlement level to blame Whitey, and everything that's wrong with the world is Whitey's fault. When, you know, hey, guys, blacks were unable to create a civilization when they were by themselves in Africa. The tribes would annihilate each other.
Strictly tribal.
Yes.
Never any permanent structures.
Right. They never even had the wheel.
No proper construction techniques.
No.
Until educated by the white man.
That's right. They were hunter-gatherers. We were just talking about that.
Professor Truth, yes, on the video we just made. We just did a show right before this one, folks.
Yeah, pre-recorded.
It's going to be a video, and he is going to process it. And they're great.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the transition from hunter-gatherer society way back around 7,000, 6,000 BC to farming, which was started by Adam. All right.
That's correct.
The pale skin, the pale face Adam.
That's right.
But the blacks are still living, but left to themselves, still live to even today in the hunter-gatherer mode. They have never progressed beyond it.
They're a small step removed from being cannibals.
And
it breaks out. They still
cannibalism
become cannibals.
Breaks out.
The inclination is there. That gives a whole new meaning to inviting your neighbors over for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, there was a survey done of South African blacks, and many admit, I think up to 30% admit to, you know, eating human flesh.
Well, to this day, even over here, they'll boil their young ones for a while.
Right.
Yeah. It's a ghetto lobster.
It's called long pork.
Yeah, right.
It's a ghetto
Jeffrey
lobster.
Jeffrey Dahmer isn't the only one, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, and it's part of voodoo rituals.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Incorporate
Vodun
human flesh
is what it's called. They call it voodoo, but it's Vodun. It's satanic ritual.
Right. Okay. So, you know, the idea that the races are equal and should be blended together is a Jewish idea. It's a Jewish exclusively. The Jews have foisted it upon the white race, and everything the Jews do is designed to destroy the white race. Only Christianity and white nationalists understand this, but the difference between us and white nationalists is they think the Jews are Israelites. We know they're not, right? So
well,
they're still deluded.
When you breed a white with a non-white, it kills that seed line.
Oh, yeah. No, that.
It destroys it.
Right.
And the punishment, that's the unforgivable sin.
Right. Amen, brother.
Okay.
It is.
I was just glancing through the posts on the Parkland school shooting, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And this was one of the most scripted school shootings I've ever seen. On Eurofolk Radio, on the main webpage, we posted a video. It's called Beware Graphic Content, which is a video taken from a cell phone showing 4, possibly 5 uniformed police. I don't know if they're – I couldn't see if they had badges, police badges, but they were wearing black uniforms coming into a room. Not one guy by the name of Cruz. None of these guys looked like Cruz. And then the shooting started. And as the
– Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. As the students exited the room, there were 2 bodies, one by the podium and one laying by the door. and they were escorted out. Okay? To my knowledge, Fake Stream Media has not broadcast this video, but we have it available at Eurofolk Radio, folks. Okay?
Maybe they only shot selected
people. Oh,
or
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Or they had crisis actors that had blood bags.
Right, right.
And they would clutch their chest and break that blood bag.
Yes.
Like
I'm glad you mentioned
Hollywood,
that, Steve.
And it looks absolutely
Hollywood
authentic.
Blood. Hollywood blood, right, right. Okay, I did see that video on national television, but they didn't show the police officers coming in, and they didn't show the bodies lying on the ground. All they showed was like a few seconds of the, you know, without that content and with the shooting, and you heard the shooting, maybe 5 seconds at the most. The video
and they
we
told
have.
Them to turn your cameras off and your phones.
Right. But this one guy didn't. He left it on and he recorded
the
whole thing. So
I wonder if he's going to have an accident.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who. So that was about a 2 minute video. It's available on Eurofolk Radio, folks. But it's not. You don't get the whole. It's just like the Zapruder film. What they did, you know, they cut the what do you call it? The print. Of the film, right? They cut off the right side of the film so you couldn't see the driver, even though the original Zapruder film showed the driver and had the agent sitting next to him in the front. But they don't show that video because it clearly shows the driver who is left-handed. He's got his hand on the steering wheel, with right hand on the steering wheel, and he turns around and shoots, pop, and that's when the president's head blows open. But they cut that out. They cut that out of the film. Right? This is how
say it ain't so, Eli. Right? Surely not.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So here.
Surely not.
This is from Real Clear Politics. Shooting survivor. CNN gave me scripted question after denying question about armed guards. Okay. Now, we know that there were more than one shooter. Just about every student that was interviewed, one girl said there were two shooters, another said there were three. That video shows possibly four or five, all in addition to Cruz. Okay?
It's like the thing with Kennedy, the shooter on the grassy knoll.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
Suppressed.
Yeah, absolutely suppressed.
When you own the media, you can present what you want. It's like the story of the Holocaust.
Yeah, right? Right? and this is really what's at stake, because if we can prove, and more people are going on the internet putting their own stories up, okay? Looking for this article, CNN and other mainstream news outlets are crying about the fact that the alternative media is outperforming them. You know, when somebody puts out a conspiratorial video about the shooting, that jumps right to the top of the internet, right?
And brother Abear puts in the chat, tomato bubble. That's all one word. Tomato bubble. .com has the vid.
Okay, very good.
So it's tomato and then BUBBLE.
Yeah, and probably
no
a good
separation.
Story.
No separation.
Right.
.com.
Yes.
So they had the vid. Thanks, brother.
Okay, yeah, I'll see if I can find that real quick. And for some reason, the article I had just disappeared off my screen. But basically, what the kid said was that I was prepared to do an interview with CNN. However, they wanted only a scripted interview. So they told me what they wanted me to say, and I refused.
Pastor Dan puts Mike King.
Mike King, okay.
Okay.
Yes, all right. So,
Yep.
And also, one of these other bloggers said, well, one of the things that the mass media is totally forgetting is that virtually all of these mass killings have been performed by people who are on legal sedatives. Okay? When was the last time you heard the mass media, Greg? When was the last time you heard the mass media talk about these people being on sedatives.
Well, this
they never mention it. They don't, you know, because they're also hooked up with the pharmaceutical industry. It's all one big criminal syndicate.
This kid may not know whether he did it or not if they messed with his head.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess I did it. But he was nowhere near it. Same way with McVeigh. What did they do to McVeigh to get him in that situation? Is he really dead? We don't know that either.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I know, brother. Is Bernie Madoff really in a prison somewhere? I mean, you know, the whole world is...
In Las Vegas. Yeah.
The whole world is Jewish theater. Mm-hmm. And they tell us one thing. Now we see why they want mastery of the media. Because they can tell us whatever they want. And, you know, how do we know what really went on in this school down in Florida?
Yeah,
you know, who knows what happened?
I was in with Madoff in one of the places I was at.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
He was in.
So he really went to jail. Okay.
And lived like a king.
I'm guessing he was like the scene in Goodfellas where they were doing dinner in the prison and Paulie had a system for the garlic and they were doing the sauce and the wine and the scotch. I'm guessing that was how Bernie Madoff did time.
Well,
he didn't do time like you did time.
Yeah, no. Federal prison is so corrupt. They had one rapper in there and they would bring outside meals in for him. And he had snitched on his friends, so he couldn't go out into the general population. He had to stay in the unit with bodyguards.
Oh, they would kill him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a rough house I was at. several of them. I was at four places, so
I'm guessing Bernie Madoff probably had a small wine cellar in his
in his cell, right?
Yeah,
cellar.
Should we do red or white tonight? Yeah, we'll do a champagne aperitif, and then we'll do a white, and we'll move up to
and
a red.
Caviar,
with the mint,
caviar,
you know?
Right?
By the way, whenever Eli comes to visit, I always make sure I have some good wine on hand.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I noticed he has a taste.
It don't last long.
So you have a large collection of tapes of Barbara Boxer's speeches?
Barbara Boxer. There's a name out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
That's just good. Had wine. You see, he had wine.
Oh, yeah. W-H-I-N-E. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Jewish wine.
Yeah.
Jewish wine. Oy vey.
Vey, why do they hate us? They are so persecuted. Why? We just want to enjoy and practice our Judaism. Why are we so hated around the world, Steve? What is the answer?
Send us your babies. We are hungry. Oy. Whatever.
Why do they kick us out of nation after nation? It's anti-Semitic. They hate us. Why? Yes, there's a lot of good reasons for that hate.
Go to Yahweh. Deal with that.
Okay, yeah. So I'm trying to find. I just got into the chat room, and
finally,
yeah.
Eli, well, what's up with that?
All right. So did somebody put a link? Because I just went to tomatobubble.com. And I couldn't find any articles on the Parkland shooting at all. So it wasn't. So if somebody has
Google
a link.
Google is probably already scrubbing the internet of the truthful articles out there.
Oh, they go around. Well, look at the trouble we've had.
Okay. Yeah, I mean.
Our CPU needed to be reset. And we needed to do this. And we needed to. Well, it was working fine for a long time. And all of a sudden. Whose button did we push? I wonder.
Okay. Right. But here's some of the headlines here from the doubters. Right-wing media uses Parkland shooting as conspiracy fodder. So that's good. It's good that our commentary is making the headlines. Right.
And making them very nervous.
Okay. How the Florida school shooting conspiracy sprouted and spread. So the media, the Jews media, is having to parry back. Okay. So we're coming out with guns blazing, and now they're having to answer all the conspiracy theories, which is something they never used to do. Okay. Now their time is spent trying to debunk the conspiracy angle, right?
Yeah, so, and it's obvious they hate the truth that's available on the internet, online, where, you know, the truth can leak out and all of a sudden it's spread around the world in 5 minutes. That must drive them crazy.
Why are they coming down on the lady over there for exposing all the stuff about Dresden?
Right.
And then y'all did the follow-up show about Dresden.
Right. Yeah, fake news now.
Why are they coming down on the people that are exposing that?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Here's another item. Fake news. What they call fake news. Item on Parkland shooting become top YouTube video. Okay. So we're outperforming them. Hooray.
And
what can the Jews do about it except shut down the whole internet? Right?
Well,
they'd do it if they could. Believe me.
Too much money. They still artificially feel secure.
Right. Well, but no, they're not feeling as secure as they used to.
Yeah, they're nervous. They're got to be nervous.
We're working hard and cutting our legs out from underneath them. So
here's a YouTube removes Parkland shooting conspiracy video, accusing a video that briefly became YouTube's number one trending video Wednesday, suggesting that one of the high school students who survived last week's mass shooting in Florida was an actor hired by gun control advocates, was removed.
Well, he was.
Can't have people thinking that way.
They've got FBI daddy.
Yep. His daddy was an FBI guy. But now, the fake stream media, before the bodies were even cold, were denouncing the Second Amendment, were they not?
Yep.
Oh, they were ready. They were primed and ready.
They had to know it was going to happen. They were too ready.
Oh, of course.
They were too ready.
Of course.
They should have waited two or three more days, and it would have been more believable.
Yeah, right, yeah. Be a little, more believable. And, they jumped the gun.
Never interrupt your enemy when they are making a mistake.
Exactly. You know, and fortunately, they on these events, they always leave huge smoking guns all over the place. They're not as smart as we give them credit for.
And fingerprints. They want us to think so.
Yes. So this is what we call a hybrid event where real people die. And it's one of, I think they realize in order, because they really lost out on the shooting up in Connecticut, the Sandy Hook, and also the Boston Fake-a-thon, where people were putting out videos of crisis actors pretending, more fake blood, and the guy in the wheelchair who was already an amputee, and the bandages coming off his stump, but there's no blood, right?
Right? And then they caught a bunch of them that were dead.
Yeah, alive.
Getting up.
Yes.
They. Oh no! You're not supposed to get up now. Lay back down. Okay, and they laid back down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And there was even some of that in that London attack, where the Muslim in the van ran over a bunch of people. They caught the crisis actors before and after on that scene as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, let me just ask a question. With all of this so-called gun security at these schools, public schools, and that's primarily what we're dealing with here is public schools. This kid, Cruz, was a known psycho. Everybody in the school knew him, and he had been banned from the school because he had been carrying some sort of weapon. I don't know, it's probably not a gun, but, you know, objects in his backpack. So he's been banned for a whole year. How does a kid, a 19-year-old, get walk into a school with an AR-15? How is that possible?
He had a really, really big backpack.
Right? Maybe there's an AR-15 that you can break down. I don't know. Well, but how do you assemble?
There is. They'll go in two pieces.
Okay. They break down pretty easily if you're going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can put it in a small suitcase.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a short barrel.
Yeah, maybe he didn't notice that emblem on the door that said gun-free zone, and he went in anyway, right?
Well, you know what's an interesting diversion is this now taking over the news about these cop, the armed guard for the school that supposedly cowardly never went in and all of that. I personally believe that story is a smokescreen. I don't believe it. I don't believe any of it the way they're telling it to us.
Right. Not the way the mass media.
Something happened. I acknowledge something happened.
Well, this
probably
whole thing
some people
is scripted.
Died. Yeah, it
scripted.
Stinks from top to bottom. And now they're distracting us with, well, okay, a cop was there, but he didn't go in. He was afraid. And, you know, who knows what really happened? He was probably instructed, don't go in. He was in on it. Who can tell? Yeah.
He was escorted
in by. Nothing is as it seems in the media anymore. They lie every chance they get.
He was escorted in by the cops. That's what happened. He was escorted in. Okay, they had to have a patsy, and that's all he was a patsy. Right. Headline from the Washington Post. The FBI said it failed to act on a tip about the suspected Florida school shooter's potential for violence. Everybody in the whole town knew about the kid's potential for violence. But the FBI did nothing. Are we surprised?
Well, they thought he had a potential for violence.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't even involved.
Yeah, right.
Another drugged up fool.
Okay.
That's going to lose his life.
Yeah. So why aren't we hearing headlines clamoring for the FBI to get its act together? Because how many times has quote-unquote law enforcement failed to prevent these things from happening after getting multiple tips?
Oh, they're too busy covering up for Hillary.
That's right. Right?
The Surely story, not. Say it ain't so.
Yeah. The story says, the FBI ignored a warning that 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, oh, by the way, there was a brief spurt of articles that Cruz was a white nationalist.
Oh, absolutely. I was following it online, and all of a sudden, every news site was blaring it out. He was a white supremacist. White supremacist shoots up school. And then 2 or 3 hours later, every one of those headlines vanished, I thought.
And right. If you take one good look at him, anybody knows what you're looking at. He's a mutt. He's a mongrel.
Yeah. Well, right. There's not a chance that guy was white.
No.
No way.
Half Jew.
It's the Zimmerman spiel all over again, okay? Zimmerman was projected as a white supremacist, but he's Spanish. He just has a
They
German.
Wish he was white. They yeah. pray. If right? Jews pray, they don't pray. They yeah. wish he was a white guy that was, you know, was a member of Stormfront or, you know, had a Nazi tattoo or some, you know, something that they could pin to him where they could, man, they'd make hay for that for a year.
Yeah.
Never hear the end of it.
So all we hear is complaints about the Second Amendment and limiting. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump's response to all this clamoring for gun control, his answer was, well, let's arm the teachers in the schools. Hooray, Donald Trump. He didn't kowtow to the demands to scale down the Second Amendment. He said, let's arm the teachers. Like they do in Texas.
That's a good response.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give like them credit for
Texas.
That.
Like, now, that incident in Texas not too long ago was a church. And the perpetrator was gunned down by a Christian man who lived across the street, got his gun out, and plugged the guy. He would have killed everybody in that church had this Christian man not fought back, right? So here's an instance where an armed citizen prevented multiple deaths by getting involved with his own personal weapon. What doesn't the left understand?
Happens in Kentucky all the time.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So, because we know that the real reason for disarming law-abiding citizens, they don't make any attempt to disarm the blacks in the ghetto of Chicago.
None whatsoever. they had two that were going around raping old people, you know, doing home invasion and breaking in and then raping women. Well, there was some little old lady sitting in her easy chair in the living room. They kicked in her front door and came in on her.
Uh-huh.
And they approached her, and she pulled out a .357 Magnum revolver and killed them both.
Yeah, very good.
Granny.
Yeah.
Go, Granny.
Go, yeah. Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Boom.
And,
boom.
Yeah. And to me, poetic justice, every liberal who's opposed to the Second Amendment should get attacked by the people that, you know, they don't can't defend themselves from. Okay. Every, you know, like Rosie, you know, that hypocrite who speaks out against guns, but her bodyguards are armed. Right? Yeah. Right? Okay, so let me repeat here. The FBI ignored a warning that 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz might attack a school, failing to act on a call just weeks before Cruz allegedly carried out a shooting rampage at a high, well, allegedly, that's good, because I don't believe he was the shooter, at a high school in South Florida on Valentine's Day, the Bureau said Friday. The disclosure came 2 days after police say Cruz gunned down 17 people. That's what the police say, most of them teenagers, at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The FBI, already facing intense scrutiny for its handling of political matters, that is Trump and Russia, described a January 5th tip from a person close to Nicholas Cruz, a tip officials acknowledged should have initiated a response, but it did not. Okay. So, who's at fault? Well, we've got the drug companies dispensing drugs that are making people psychotic and violent. We've got the FBI not doing its job. We have police obviously not doing their job correctly. Why blame the Second Amendment? I mean, come
on. It's clear they want to disarm the white race.
That's
it's
right.
All directed against us. What else could it be?
Precisely. Precisely.
And when
no
we are
no other
when
reason,
we are disarmed,
it.
History will repeat itself, and we will become Russia and Ukraine and Eastern Europe back in the 20s and 30s, and that's what they want to have happen. They know they can't do it now because we'll fight back.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll fight back.
Seven of None says, Cruz looks like he's part hyena or something. Yeah, he's got
he
spots.
Does.
He's got
he's
spots.
He's clearly some form of racial mongrel, and there's no... I mean, one look at him tells you all you need to know.
Right, right. Yeah, and...
when they were calling him a white supremacist, I laughed. I thought, really? Don't you have to be white to be a white supremacist?
And in one of his... Right, in one of his fake book... There you go. Fake book. One of his Facebook posts, he said, my biological mother is Jewish. I'm glad I never met her. Okay? So he himself informed us that he is Jewish, not white.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Oh, surely not.
So, how much longer? How much more can we take, Father Yahweh? Everything around us is fake, 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 Jew, and the world is clueless.
Fake, 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 fake your booty, boom, boom, boom. Fake your booty, boom,
fake your booty. Yeah, this is it's incredible. And you know, so but the good news is that independent media is bursting forth and preempting trumping even mass media, to the point that mass media is now having to address the reporting that they should be doing, which is being done by independent media. Okay,
they're being called out.
That's right. That's right. So this is something that this trend is only going to increase. And, you know, the fact that PayPal closed our account on Eurofolk Radio. And I was talking with Art Jones. PayPal closed his account, too, because he's running. He's the white nationalist running for Congress in the suburb of Chicago here. As soon as he went public with his campaign, PayPal shut down his account. Right?
Did you tape an interview with him?
No. But there was a gathering. There were some alt-right people there. I think there were a dozen. There were about 350 people at the debate, which they didn't allow Art Jones to speak at because it's a primary, and he's running unopposed. So he's in. You know, he's going to be running in the general election in November. There's nothing they can do about it. He is the candidate.
What you need to do is do an interview and put it on EFR.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're going to have him on Fake News Now next Tuesday.
And oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we tried to do it last Tuesday.
There
but
we go.
Yeah, yeah. So
we
and
had
he
server,
can,
had
yeah.
server problems. Well,
that's right. That's right. And so, and we're planning on having, for the time being, monthly meetings, strategy meetings, on how to get the electorate in this congressional district energized in favor of Art Jones. Okay, the Democrats have a ultra liberal, a woman named Newman, who is a radical feminist. Okay,
sounds like a Jew.
Oh yeah, sounds like a Jew to me too.
Yep.
And there's a white guy, Lipinski, who's kind of a party hack. So it's a Democratic Party hack versus a radical feminist. And people are telling me that they want the radical feminist to win because they think Art Jones has a better chance against her because the country's values will be put right forefront. Okay. Are you a Christian who believes in a family, or are you a radical feminist communist? You know, what are you? Okay. So that's going to be a very interesting race. And so we're pulling for Newman. Okay. Because I think Art Jones will have an easy time dismantling her. I mean, what feminist has ever stood, or even communist, has ever stood face to face with a constitutional patriot and won an argument?
None.
Never happened. Okay.
Yep.
But now that he's the Republican candidate, the media must cover him. They must give him equal time, and he can face his accusers. Right? This is going to be really interesting, folks. It's going to be really interesting. Yes. So we've got all of these fake stories, and I made a mistake by. A couple of weeks ago, I said, "Man, what's going on? We haven't had a school shooting in such a long time to blame on the Second Amendment." And then, sure enough, 2 days later, the Parkland shooting happens. Okay, so they're obviously not going to give up on this. They're going to try to keep dismantling the Second Amendment, whittle away with the one, taking one gun away. Now, AR-15s. How does a 19-year-old kid, can he get an AR-15 legally?
You know what they cost?
Okay.
You can buy a long gun, but you can't buy a pistol.
Okay. Really?
That
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so the question is, what about his mental status? And did he buy it? Did he buy a gun, or did somebody give it to him? Okay, mass media isn't concerned about that. I'll bet he was provided this weapon by the FBI. I'll bet he didn't even buy it.
But you're never going to hear his side of the story.
No, never. and the mass media won't cover that.
And he might get killed in the county jail.
That's right. Yeah, he might not survive this.
Well, that's how that's done. Okay, let's just be honest about it.
Okay, now one of the videos we have up on Eurofolk Radio talks about, because Valentine's Day is the 14th, and this presenter showed that there were two posts about a shooting at a Parkland High School on the 12th, 2 days before the shooting took place. Shades of Sandy Hook, where investigators found that the Sandy Hook shooting, there were posts on the internet several days before the event actually happened. Okay, so we have
shades of Building 7.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yes. So, of course, mass media is not going to cover that angle. They're not going to present videos about that.
Oh, they're in on it.
Of course they are. Of course they are. So now this Art Jones candidacy has the potential of exposing fake news big time. Now, one of the things, and I had a personal confrontation with two of the libtards as they were coming outside, because we were holding up a banner for Art Jones. And this one guy gets in Art's face and says, "Are you a Nazi?" And he has a camera. He's taking a right up in Art's face. "Are you a Nazi?" And so I went up to him and said, "Are you a Zionist?"
Ooh, and good response.
Yeah, he was taken aback. I said, "Are you a Zionist?" He said, "What's that got to do anything? Are you a Zionist?" Right? And he just shut up and left. Okay? So it's like he's never had to answer that question before. He's been given a free ride. Okay? And then there was a woman who came up to me, got in my face, and I said, you're a liberal commie scum. That's all you are. And she backed off, and she got a terrified look in her face. I didn't raise my fist or anything. I didn't accost her. I just told her what she was, right?
That reminds me of years ago. I was on television in Cincinnati, Ohio, with this groid councilman. The Klan was putting a cross on Fountain Square to oppose the Talmudist putting a big menorah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got on there with this councilman, and they had it broadcast all over the country. It was live.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have a chance to cut it, and he got into me, and I said, "Now, let me make this perfectly clear. My ancestors founded this country, not their farm animals."
Right.
And they cut the show right there.
Right.
And that went out nationally. Well, Brian Gumbel was handling it.
I remember that Negro.
Yeah. Well,
Bryant Gumbel.
They freaked out. I said, "Hey, you're a Mamzer. You're a mixed breed. You got red hair, but you're a Negroid." I said, "So you're a mutt." My ancestors founded this country, the pure white race, mm-hmm. not their farm animals.
Yeah.
And they flipped. Now that was way back in the early 1980s.
Imagine saying that now.
Yeah.
Well,
team would show up and grab you.
I was Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan in Ohio at the time.
Yes.
And we tore up. We cost Cincinnati. They lost in federal court. We have equal rights. It's a cross
mm-hmm.
for Christmas. Now, we didn't try to do the CI routine.
Sure.
Cross, but they had the menorah, and we had to have equal time because that's the law.
Right.
We won in federal court, and it cost the city of Cincinnati $27 million to fight us.
Wow. Wow.
And they lost big time.
And all they had to do is let you put the cross up.
We did put the cross up.
Okay.
And we went down and we stationed people to guard it. And they tried to take it down. And we were there. And I was going to repair the cross. So, of course, I had a straight claw hammer with me.
Right.
And some nails. And I was going to do some repair. Yeah,
that's a carpenter without a hammer and nails.
They didn't get the chance to tear down the cross. And then they came around. They were spraying silly string on it. Which is that. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And at least that's nonviolent. I forced them to prosecute those people for hate crimes.
Right.
Because they desecrated a religious
object. There you go.
Object.
Praise Yahweh. Good
and
job.
Five of them got hammered.
Mm.
Absolutely hammered. I mean, we did it a couple of years in a row, and they finally just gave up.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
I did it three years in a row, and this thing was, the cross was like 20-some feet high.
Right.
We brought it in on a flatbed.
Uh-huh. Right, right. Yeah,
and
nice.
We were down there in Klan robes.
Right.
On Fountain Square in Cincinnati, and I spoke down there. And they were throwing stuff, and one libtard got so mad, he threw his camera at me. And I caught it and kept it. And we developed the film.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
those were
nice
the days.
Memento.
I was much younger.
Yeah.
I was down there in my green Grand Dragon's robes with all the dragon on the back, mm-hmm, and the cape and the whole bit and the hat and the whole bit. And I was doing this and the Sieg Heil salute. And then we had all the Nazis with us, the National Socialist, because George Lincoln Rockwell was still alive.
Yeah.
And all those guys were down there as muscle, and they were thinking about assaulting us, but they thought better.
Yeah, right.
Because we got a lot of winks from the Cincinnati cops.
Right. Yeah, those are the good old days. Those are the good old days. Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Yeah.
Those days are gone, by the way, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're gone now, man. They'll shoot you for doing that.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And there's more criticism of the FBI, namely that the FBI, Miami's office, should have been notified about what was going on in Parkland, but was not. The starting admission came as the agency was already facing criticism, about for its treatment of a tip on a YouTube comment posted last year. The comment posted by a Nicholas Cruz a year ago said, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." Did a red flag go up? Apparently not.
Oh.
Okay. The FBI investigated the remark but did not determine who made it. Well, the guy put his name, Nicholas Cruz. How many Nicholas Cruzes can there be? Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the shooting that killed 17 people Wednesday was a tragic consequence of the FBI's missteps. That's Judeo-speak for incompetence or dereliction of duty, right?
In vernacular English, screw up.
Right. It's like Hillary's crime being downgraded to, it was just a mistake, folks. It wasn't deliberate. It was just a mistake, right? That all those Benghazi guys got killed because of her mistake, right? And ordered a review of the Justice Department's processes. He said it's now clear that the nation's premier law enforcement agency missed warning signs. Now, this is where the mass media should be. Why are the agencies not doing their job properly? No, they went right into anti-Second Amendment mode right away. Okay. In more evidence that there had been signs of trouble with Cruz, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said his office had received more than 20 calls about him in the past few years. So why was this guy not on the FBI's radar? Well, they needed a patsy. That's why. He was on their radar. They knew everything about this kid.
They maybe manufactured this kid.
They may have, because they manufactured the two victims of the Boston Fake-a-thon. They blamed that on two, you know, Middle Eastern kids. They were CIA assets.
Well, the one guy that was supposed to have hijacked one of the planes on 911, they issued his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he called from Saudi Arabia. He says, I'm not in the United States. I'm right over here in Saudi Arabia. I right haven't flown to the United States. I lost my passport.
Right.
And oh, I got a new one, but I've never been to the United States.
Yeah,
I was going to go, but had to cancel the trip. What are you saying? I'm a terrorist.
Yeah, right. And I'm not dead.
I'm a businessman.
Right. Yeah, they just made it up.
I've never left the country. I'm a Saudi.
Yeah, yeah.
So, man.
Lewis Mizen, a 17-year-old student at Marjorie Stoneman High School, said, the FBI has failed. It's going to be a mark on their name forever. Their mistakes have cost the lives of 17 people. Not everybody is stupid.
Well, did they actually kill 17?
Well, it looks like it, because these funerals, these are real funerals taking place here. And the people at these funerals are fighting with each other over who did it and why. Okay. So you've got this liberal conservative rift going on with, of course, the conservatives blaming the government and the media and the liberals blaming the Second Amendment. All right. So even the funerals are hotly tested debate areas now, okay?
Contentious, yeah.
Yes,
contentious.
Yeah. So this is only going to get worse. I don't see, gentlemen, I don't see the Jews succeeding at taking down the Second Amendment. I don't see it.
No, they spread themselves too thin.
Mm-hmm.
Too thin.
Yeah, they underestimate the depth of loyalty that white people have to have weapons.
They may get some in the big cities, but they get out here in the backwoods and nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah. All right.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Right, right. Oh, guess Sidney Fisher, a junior who was in a Holocaust history class when the shooter aimed his gun at the window and shot into the room. Now, the one female eyewitness said he was in the hallway. How does he come from outside the room, shooting at the window, and get into the room after firing a shot on the outside? Wouldn't somebody have reacted to that shot? None of this makes any sense at all, gentlemen. It's nothing but Jewish fake news. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Amen.
All right, folks.
We got less than a minute.
Okay. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We're glad we're back on the air. And my phone's been ringing off the hook during the whole show, so I'm going to have to return some calls. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. We'll see you all next time. And Yahweh bless. Okay, very good. All right, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We
process that file and get it to me. Paul was sticking in just all kinds of goofy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And,